There are moments when we would like to wake up. But I'm here to say to each of you, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them the story of wonderful things that go on in this world, of things that go on in this world that really don't have any basis in fact, but it's just kind of interesting. And I'm talking to Sybil and Christy and Henry and Sylvia and Ellen and Ingeborg. And each one of them is sitting at the bedside of Sylvia, and each one of them is just very eager to know what's going on, because Sylvia is such a storyteller. And so they said, Sylvia, tell us a story. And Sylvia said, well, I would like to tell you a story about the honeybee. And they say, oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, Sylvia is 4 years old, but she has an imagination that just doesn't know any limit at all. And Sylvia knows that honeybees have a honey comb, and that they make honey, and that they go to visit the flowers and bring back the nectar, and then they take this nectar after they process it through their body, making it perfect and beautiful and into the honey, giving it whatever the acids are that are necessary from the body to make the honey, and then they put the honey in the honeycomb. So, Henry says, Sylvia, I've been stung by a honeybee. And Sylvia says, no, you weren't stung by a honeybee. You were stung by a worker. You weren't stung by the honeybee. The honeybees don't sting. They just go out and gather honey. They're not stingers. But I was stung by a honeybee. It was a yellow jacket, you know. That's not a honeybee. That is a different kind of bee. Now, we're talking about honeybees. Now, I want to tell you about honeybees. Did you ever know nice boys and girls? Oh, yeah. Well, honeybees are like nice boys and girls. They go out and do beautiful things all the time. Well, Sylvia, yeah, how come they do beautiful things all the time, you know? Well, that's their nature. And we all live pretty much according to our nature. Well, why are some people bad and some people good? Well, that's pretty much according to their nature. But their nature doesn't have to stay that way. They can change it any time they want. Well, you mean like when Henry made a mistake and he hit me and then he said, I'm sorry, I should forgive him? No, don't forgive him. Just say, hey, Henry, please don't hit me. And Henry says, well, I'm sorry. No, no, Henry, don't be sorry. Just don't hit me. And Henry says, well, all right, I won't hit you. Thank you, Henry. And you see, that's the way it is with the honeybees. The honeybees, they go out and they look for all of the flowers of the field. And they look for flowers here and there and everywhere. Now, there's a group of honeybees that I heard Mommy and Daddy talking about last night who live in Australia, in the southern part of Australia, and in New Zealand. And what kind of a flower do they go after?
Manuka.
They go after a muka flower.
Manuka.
See?
Huh? Manuka.
Manuka. See, Sylvia knows that, because she listened closely when her mommy and daddy were talking. And they go after this manuka flower. Well, now, this manuka flower is a special flower. Yes, 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 Christy says, if it's so special, what does it do? Well, I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that. Just let me tell my story. Well, okay now, this special manuka flower, it blooms in certain parts of New Zealand and in certain parts of southern Australia, but nowhere else in the world that they found it yet. And this special flower, by scientists who researched the flower itself, have found healing ingredients in the flower. But there's no way to get these minute healing ingredients out of the flower and have it available for people, but the bees do it. And they did research on the bees, and they found out that the bees' honey, that the bees take from their body the special chemicals necessary to sort of start the honey working in its magical way to do whatever it's supposed to do. Oh, Sylvia, you know so much. You're so smart. Sylvia, how did you get to be so smart? Well, I tell you, Ingeborg, I got to be so smart by listening within. Can I listen within, too? Sure, everybody can listen within. Ellen, do you want to listen within, too?
Yeah.
And Ellen says, well, I'm going to hear more of this story first. Okay, so Henry says, Sylvia, go on. What do the honeybees do? Well, they're not honeybees. They're manurka.
Manuka.
They're manuka.
Manuka.
They're manuka honeybees. Well, manuka. What makes them so special to be manuka honeybees? Well, they were brought up by their mummies and daddies, and they were told there's only one kind of honey that they should process, and that's from the flower of the manuka plant. Now, their mummies and daddies told them this, and they followed what their mummies and daddies said. They don't go wandering off to the daisies or off to the manzanita. They don't go wandering off to other things, because that would completely change the magic that they have in the manuka honey. And they go out just to the manuka plant, and they bring back the special manuka honey, and they put it in their hive. And then along come the harvester of their hives and brings it back and puts it in his laboratory and says, this is beautiful manuka honey. And he says, I am going to add some ingredients to it that's going to make it even nicer. Some aloe vera, aloe, and I'm going to add a few other things, just a few teensy-weensy things. 98% will be the manuka honey, but the others will just be little catalysts, little tinctures in there that'll make a difference. And so these chemists who are working with the honey are doing that. Now, these chemists are not so smart. Sylvia, what do you mean they're not so smart? Well, they're not so smart. They're just people. Well, what do you mean? So they're chemists. They know everything. You know, they're God. They're intelligent. They know everything. And Sylvia says, yes, that's true. They can know everything. But what they do is they listen inside their heart and they say, okay, me, what should I do to this manuka honey to make it super special? And so the voice inside of them says, how much aloe and how much of the various chemicals should be put into a batch of honey? Now, how do they know? Have they done research and checked it and see how this is going to work and how this is going to... No, they listen within. Sylvia, who can listen within and hear all that good stuff? Well, Einstein did, Sylvia said. Shakespeare did. Do you think Shakespeare had all the experiences that he had, that he wrote about in his books and in his plays? Shakespeare wrote so many plays about so many diverse things, he never had life long enough to live all the things. Plus, how would he ever have had those experiences? He listened within. If he was going to write a play about the Midsummer Night's Dream, he had a visual image of it in his mind, just like Mozart. Mozart didn't know where his music came from, but Mozart sat down at the piano, and or the violin, or whatever he was using at the moment, and he took a sheet of paper, and he drew lines on it, and then he wrote notes of music. No eraser, just notes of music. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, you know, and as he did this, it was absolutely perfect. There was no changes in it. Well, that's what these scientists did who worked with manuka. They were given this infinite inspiration, wisdom, and they were ready to receive it, and they did it. Sylvia, can we do that? Can we do that? Ellen was so eager. She said, I'd like to be that kind of scientist too. And Sylvia said, you are. You are whatever you'd like to be. But all of, we're just kids, we're 5, 6 years old. What do you mean we can be anything we want to be? We can be anything you want to be. Whatever you want to think about, listen to the divine within you, and you'll have the answer, and you'll know. Because you know everything already, but I haven't gone to school yet. You haven't given yourself the tools to show the world what you know. School just gives you the tools so that you can reading and writing and arithmetic and show the things that you learned and show the things that you know from within yourself. Oh, Sylvia, you're so smart. Sylvia, where do you get all this? I listen within. How do you know to do that? My mommy and daddy told me, Sylvia, stop asking so many questions and listen within. You know within yourself the answer. You know that. And Sylvia says, all right, I'll do it myself. And so she does it herself. Now, you see, what does Sybil do? Sybil sits back quietly and listens. She's like a sacred little cloud that's sitting there soaking it all up. And then Sybil goes back to her room in her own home, and she sits down at her computer, and she says, "Computer, computer on the wall, who is the greatest computerist of all?" And the computer says, "You, Sybil, you, me, I'm learning." "No, Sybil, you're revealing, you're revealing." And so Sybil says, "Well, help me to reveal something that I really can show off how smart I am." "Well, Sybil, be careful. If you show off how smart you are in anything, they're going to expect you to be smart in everything." "Well, I wouldn't mind that." "Oh, yes, you would. Because you would complain that they're pushing you and that they want too much out of you." And she, "No, I wouldn't complain." And Sybil is one of these geniuses. And so she sits at her computer and she starts writing sonnets. She starts writing poetry. She starts writing articles. She starts writing the story of her life, which she never really knew that she was living. And she becomes a bestseller at the age of 7. You know? Why not? Why not? If you knew the truth about a lot of things that are on the market at various times in history, it was some little angel who brought that forth. Some little angel who wrote those things, and it was published. Who wrote some of the greatest sonnets in the world, some of the greatest memoirs in the world, some of the greatest stories in the world? Little children. Mothers sit in the back corner of the room and listen to their daughter and her friends having tea together. And their daughter is telling her tea friends all about the mystical, magical world of other people that the mother cannot see. And she is telling all these things that these people are doing, the magical things that they're doing, the wonderful things that they're doing. And the mother sits back and she says, "Wow." And so then the mother writes it out as a story and sells it, you know. Now, who wrote the story, really? The little daughter who was telling it. The mother merely had the tools with which to present it to the world, but the little daughter had the wisdom and the genius and the love within herself to reveal it. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to shake it all over all you kids. Now, run quick and jump into your beds and pull up the covers and get your teddy bear in your arms and say, "Good night, Mommy. Good night, Daddy. I love you, I love you, I love you." And give your Mommy and Daddy a big, big, big hug and a snuggle and say, "Good night." And then Mr. Sandman will sprinkle his pixie dust on you, and you'll go into the most wonderful dreams that you ever had in your whole life. And you'll dream about this Majorca over in...
Manuka.
Say it loudly, please.
Manuka.
Say it loudly so I can understand it. Manuka. So you'll dream about the Manuka, and who knows, maybe there's something in your own backyard that you will find and do something with. And everybody will say, "Bref, bref, bref." And you'll make a mud pie out of it, and then you'll put it on a wound, and the wound will instantly heal, and they'll say, "What did that?" "Oh, it was just your mind. It was just your imagination." That's right. But you listened, and you gathered together those ingredients that made it happen. Now, you don't need the ingredients to make it happen. You can speak your word and use your intelligence. At the moment, we'll just pretend that Manuka is that wonderful, beautiful, healing salve. Have a wonderful night and have a wonderful dream. And remember that this is Mr. Candle visiting all the boys and girls of the world. And I'll be back another night to tell you more stories about what sort of things I experience on my journeys around the world. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you.